This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor. Join the conversation now by calling 920-264-0606. 920-264-0606. Now, once again, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Man, it's great having Jake here from Door County Veterans, DC Farm for Vets. I want to go up there. I don't want to see a cow being
butchered.
I'm very squeamish about those kind of things. Nikki, come here 1 second, please.
And Jim, you're not squeamish? Because Nikki actually texted me this morning
that.
And said, yeah?
I don't know if squeamish is the right word. I was surprised a couple things when I went through there. First of all, how unautomated it is in this day and age, how labor-intensive butchering cows are. And I guess, you know, maybe there's not equipment or nobody's designed equipment to take all that meat off and cut it up. But what impressed me the most was how this 1,900 cow comes walking in, and to get them to
does he come walking in?
Like, yeah,
hey, what's going? How you doing? Hey, man, how your day going?
Come here often.
No, this is true. They couldn't get them to come into the butcher shop, into the factory. They were just really so they made this like spiral staircase, and they're like, oh, okay. So they go up there and they get up like, you know, I don't know how, not that far, 8-9 feet, and then just this huge weight, boom.
Oh.
Right, and then they're out, and then they slit the throat to the because I think that had something to do with the what's that called? The Jewish, the kosher, you know, to do
the way
you, and then it goes through that Achilles heel on this hook.
Hey guys,
and then it just, hey Nikki,
it is breakfast hour.
I just
traditionally.
Want to say,
okay, I'm just saying.
I was right squeamish. Now? I was so surprised at the process because you know I've been through a ton of manufacturing plants, and I was like, wow.
Oh, is that the same thing, though, from that movie I was telling you about the guy, he was out hunting antelope in Texas, and he came upon this drug deal that went bad, and they shot each other, and they're everybody was dead, and he took the money, and then the guy traced him forever, and he had this thing, he'd carry a tube of oxygen, and it was like a bolt, it would fire a bolt out of the thing, and he would shoot people with that bolt. Is that what they used to kill the cows with?
No.
Oh.
No.
Hi, Nikki.
Good morning. It literally is the boom.
It's Jim what? Said.
It's like the boom. It's a big weight that comes down
boom.
And smacks
oh, okay.
him on the head.
Did you know that the three little pigs, or this little piggy went to market, is not the piggy going shopping.
It's going to the slaughterhouse.
It's going to that big spiral staircase.
Can I just say something? Can I just say something? That is a very cool cap you're wearing.
Oh, well, thank you.
That's a very cool Timber Rattler cap. Do you just, being an owner, do you just walk into like the store
and
you're just like, I'm going to take this, I'm going to take this, I'm going to take this. What are you going to do about it?
You
I'm
have,
the owner.
You have,
because I would.
And I am not. It is my husband who is partners in the firm.
But it's
and
Wisconsin
I
law. You
it,
own
I
half
it,
of what he
it.
Has. So you,
right.
you could qualify.
Marital
somehow.
Law. Yeah. I got that question right in my real estate exam.
Well, good thing.
One of the few.
Good thing. We are happily married,
right.
So I don't have to worry about that. But no, that's not how it works. You're respectful and you pay for things.
Well, you do? You actually have to pay for stuff?
Well, yes. We get it at a discount. We get an employee discount, but...
I remember
Uncle Johnny would like that
employee
discount.
Well, I think 5 or 6 times I hosted your Welcome Back Timber Rattler.
Oh, yeah, and we would
do you know what Gorman Thomas said to me one time? This is the honest to God truth. This is the last time I did it. Honest to God truth. We're up there and doing a thing, and Gorman Thomas goes, hey, I thought I had a weight problem until I saw this guy's gut.
Oh, no.
On stage.
Oh.
Gorman Thomas said that to me.
And he thinks
I thought I had a
funny.
Weight problem until I saw this guy's gut.
Boo.
Yeah.
Maybe he just needed to trim his mustache.
Something.
Storming Gorman. And now he just makes a mustard for a living.
Yeah, what does he do for... Does he still have that little Gorman's little thing in the...
Yeah, Storming Gorman's
whatever
sauce?
It is. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah. Anyway, good morning.
Good.
Hey, thanks for the coffee.
Yeah, no problem.
I mean, this,
there was almost a crisis.
It was. We had no coffee, and Todd was had so much stuff to do last night, and we had some other things going on. And then he texted me this morning and said, hey, look, man, because I have to drink coffee. Of course, I drink it at home before I get here, but He says, man, can you stop and get some coffee? Well, I was driving and I didn't look at my phone. I got here. I'm like, Todd, there's no coffee. Goes, I know. I texted you this morning. So thank you for saving the day.
Yes. I figured I couldn't bring it any faster than
But you did
IV
not
drip.
Like our segment, right? I mean, you like DC. Our man, Jake,
well,
is
and
awesome.
I had to give Jake a hug because I was fighting back tears. You gave a very nice hug. Because, yes, our family has lost a member to suicide and it continues to shatter hearts. So to know that that community is there and the things that he thinks of to do and to incorporate our veterans in, it is astonishing. And it's just, it's absolutely
fantastic.
Beautiful.
Fantastic.
Because again, because
you know why? There's no BS. It's just like literally doing the right thing.
Let's just cut the bull.
Yeah, exactly.
And that is not a mention, a callback to the previous segment.
Oh, I was just going to say, you were listening.
I could never do that. I could never cut up something like that. Nope. I'm too squeamish.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Isn't that weird that I was a professional taxidermist, but yet cutting something up to eat like that would be weird?
Tell me more. Yes.
You want to know more about my taxidermy?
Yes.
Oh, I got to tell you something funny. So I saw this thing. It was one of these Facebook things. You see all these different things pop up. The top 10 things that impress women the least. If you meet
taxidermy,
some,
yes.
If you meet a woman, it's like, hey, well, I'm big into, collecting stamps or yada, 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 yada.
A bad lasagna recipe.
Taxidermy was number 4 on the list of the least impressive things a guy can tell a woman that he does for a hobby.
What was the number 1?
I
want to
say stamp collecting.
Oh, nice. Nothing against those stamps.
But there was a big thing of like, what are your hobbies? And if you said taxidermy is number 4 of the biggest turn-offs. That there was.
So did you immediately go take down your Billy Bass or whatever?
No, it's still up there.
No, Mrs. Mino loves it.
Absolutely.
I'm sure she doesn't.
Yeah.
So Nikki is part owner of the Timber Rattlers. Do you have something big tonight? Is that still,
trick or treat
open to the public, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So trick or treat at the ballpark, sponsored by Shields.
And what a... Weather's great.
It's going to be perfect.
It's going to be good tonight.
It's costumes. Covered.
Doesn't matter how the weather is. It's going to be great.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. So it's just, it's
fun.
We had
that girl from Shields in here a couple of weeks ago. She was awesome.
Yeah. And what they're doing to partner with community businesses, phenomenal. They did their first ever, or actually probably second annual women's event prior to coming in the studio. And they said that it was sold out. It was
awesome.
Tremendous success. So,
if kids
really
want to
excited.
Take part tonight, what do they do?
Show up in your costume, moms and dads. Bring them to the ballpark.
Yep. Neuroscience.
Yep, right off the highway on 41 in Appleton.
You know what I love when I'm coming back from wherever south of Appleton at night and that it's a night game?
It's lit up.
What a great setting that is.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
It really is.
And, yes, there's a lot of construction going on right now through, northeast
all of
Wisconsin.
Oh my gosh.
It's going to long range planning. We're going to have, I think I look so much better.
I know, you've seen your reflection, so you don't want the mic in front of your mouth where it's supposed to be.
Oh no, I'm cleverly disguised.
Yeah.
Todd, are you seeing the witch?
Isn't that hard
street?
To see, Todd? Todd gets mad at us sometimes. We don't do, but isn't it like the Wizard of Oz where it's all you see is his head, maybe?
No, I have a good sight line.
Oh, okay.
But we were just,
I don't have women's readers on.
Across the street, you guys were talking about costumes and stuff.
Yes.
They're literally, we both, Nikki and I, looked over at Schreiber and walking through the hall there was a witch.
Really?
Yes, today.
It looked like that chick from The Wizard of Oz.
Yes, 100%.
She was kind of hunched over a little bit. And I'm like, I pointed and you pointed.
Yes.
So they must be dressing up over at Schreiber today, I think.
Maybe trick or treat.
They hired
the
a witch.
No, I think they're dressing up. pretty tough to get in there.
Wow.
What time is that tonight? I just want to.
I think 6 o'clock.
Oh, it's at 6. All right.
I think.
Don't
check
quote
the website.
Me, but
we'll just check that. Okay.
Otherwise, Facebook, Timber Rattlers Facebook page, Shields Facebook page.
As kids get older, they like to trick or treat 2 or 3 times. In the old days, it was just one day in the neighborhood. Now there's this trunk or treat. There's these things at the Y. There's things at your place. And so that's all pretty cool stuff.
Well, okay. Go ahead.
No, I just say that's, we talk about that, about being, trick or treating has gotten a bad connotation over the years with like weird people doing stuff. But talk about a great, safe environment to bring kids to where they'll have a blast. Timber Rattler Stadium tonight.
And so many different things, not just candy. There'll be little activities for people to do and keep the kids busy.
Do you have the speed gun there?
The speed pitch, yes. Yeah. Yes. I don't think it'll be fired up tonight, though.
Oh, I'm not coming then. Because nope. I want to see if I get triple digits still.
Well, oh, still, yes.
Yeah.
Because you achieve that at one point.
Maybe.
In your dreams.
You don't know. Wow.
Good morning.
Hey. Good morning to welcome.
I have so much. I'm a fan of this guy. Jesse Lynn, Green Bay Press Gazette, community, politics, different things. Jesse, if I was a newspaper, and I wanted to be a newspaper reporter when came out of school, I would be you.
Really?
I'd be
Why
you.
Is that?
Because I love your topics that you find, and I've got some topics for you.
Oh, okay. I'm all ears.
I love the one about The Rock.
Yes, The Rock was, it just kind of came to us through email. It was the first column idea that we pitched. We were like, hey, we'd like to know what people are saying.
What's the history of this rock?
I know. It's like somebody was like, well, I've been seeing this rock since my car broke down. And they were like, it's such an eyesore. And we were like, well, I mean, is there anything here? Like,
why is it there?
It's going to be like such a big story. But it ended up being that, you know, it was a monument to the old Heritage Hill Fort.
I mean, very historical significance.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And we were like, well, I mean, nobody knew why it was there. Nobody can really tell, like, when it was put in. They think maybe the 30s. And it ended up being, you know, there was a mistake on the marker itself.
Yeah.
And it was like, all right, there was all this stuff that after we went into the newspaper archives, we were like, ah. Wow, there's a lot of stuff here, and you never would know it just like looking at the stone itself. It's
absolutely. Can I give you a story idea?
Sure.
And we talked about this. I don't remember the street. You know the street. I don't. There's two Quonset huts, like from the old Gomer Pyle TV show where the Marines were in boot camp.
Uh-huh.
Okay. There are two Quonset huts in one of the neighborhoods really close to here. I want to say 12th Street.
Over on the east side?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why are they? No, west side. West side.
West side.
Why are they here? Why are there two military Quonset huts right in the middle of the city?
Huh. Okay. I haven't seen those before.
We'll get you the directions and we'll get you out there.
I'm terrible with directions, but I think it's 12th Street.
12th Street. Okay.
Yes. Two Quonset huts, military Quonset huts.
I do live on the west side right now.
Okay.
But I haven't been down there. So.
But that's what's fascinating is it's nowhere near like Heritage Hill or anything like that.
Right. No. Just out of the blue, in this neighborhood, middle class neighborhood, why are there two military Quonset huts right there?
Mm-hmm. Wow. Looks like you guys know what to look for next month.
Exactly. So that's a story idea for you.
Thank you.
Oh, I got a bunch of them. Stick around. All right. We're Jesse Lynn, Green Bay Press Gazette. Nikki, we got a lot to talk about. Stay with us.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Hey, welcome back. Mine and the Mayor here, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WSS, and of course, the Civic Media app worldwide. We have a very special guest right now, Jesse Lynn. Is it Jess or Jesse Lynn? What would you prefer?
Well,
Jesse. Okay.
Only my best friend calls me Jess.
Okay. We're going to call you Jess. Jess Lynn, Green Bay Press Gazette. Great young writer here. And you made an impact right off the bat by doing unique stories of things that 99% of the people would walk by and say, and you find something interesting about them. Tell me a little bit about that passion you have.
I actually didn't know that I was always going to do journalism. I only found journalism about, 2 years now when I was 21?
Okay. That's when I was 21 too. What?
It looks it.
Oh my, hey. Todd, what was that?
That was a bell for Jesse.
Wow.
I've always found myself that I was a curious kid, and I was a very shy kid.
A lot of people in media are very shy.
I've noticed that.
That's a weird thing.
I've noticed that. I was like, why is that the case? I don't know. But I think we get through just like wanting to know more about the world. Like we notice things and we're very observant. And we're very detail oriented, which is very important. And so we just kind of like are obsessed about these things that, you know, people are like, why would you be obsessed by that? And we're just like, yeah, we just want to know more about rocks.
Absolutely. You know? I love it.
So and, did you study journalism then?
I did study journalism only for 1 year at grad school at Columbia University. So
could get into a good school? Like no, Wasabi State Junior College?
I really tried.
Had to settle for Columbia, New York?
Trust me, that's my dream.
Yeah, the Norseman. You want to be a Norseman?
I had to settle for Columbia.
That's fine.
Yeah. So coming here, there's so many people who live here that didn't know about this rock. Like, where do you get your tips? How do you know if it's...
That's true. Worth looking into? Well, we don't know if it's worth looking into. That's why we have to look into them. We get a lot of great tips from our readers, and we wish that we would get even more so that we have an even bigger pool of questions to look into. But so far, the questions have been great. Like, why is this rock here?
Okay. So that's what you're looking for. I want to get you, believe me, there's plenty of people out there who have questions. We used to have, before you were on the planet, this guy, Glenn Lloyd. He was okay. He would look into stuff. You could send him any question you wanted. I remember.
By the way, still on the planet. I'm on a Facebook thing with
him. I said before Glenn was on the planet.
No, I know, but Glenn still does stuff. It's when you've got that inquisitive mind, it's like that never leaves.
I wrote to him. Obviously it was 50 years ago, but I asked him, how do they get the M on the M&Ms without crushing it and it's right in the center? But he wrote back. He did write back to me. I mean, I was probably 9 or 10. he said it was a trade secret. Anyway.
Okay. That's a cop out.
That's what I thought too. I still don't know though, 50 years later. Tell me how people can email. You used an email, send you? Because I think there's a lot of things out there that people are like, you know, I've been living here. I've been driving by this. Mm-hmm. For years, and why is this here?
Yeah, that's exactly what we want. And they can, if they have questions like that, any question at all, JLIN@Gannett, GANNETT.com.
So you moved here from New York City, basically.
I was born in New York City, and I very quickly moved away from New York City.
Okay.
To Virginia.
Just Green Bay, Wisconsin, Northeast Wisconsin.
This is my first time in Wisconsin.
Give it to us. What do you think?
I have to say that I almost didn't make it here because of the train today. Right. I know that
we hate the trains in Green Bay.
In Green Bay, I was like, well, if anything bad is going to happen, there's something going to happen today. And it did happen. It was the train. And I've seen people get stuck in trains here before. But I personally, this is my first time being stuck in a train. And decided to stop in the middle of the track today.
It did. And then back
switching.
Up. Yeah, and I love that.
I didn't know what was happening, but I saw like between one of the cars, like the hydraulics was like,
psh, yeah, psh,
yeah,
yeah,
and I was like, what is going on? And of course, like it had to stop right when the end was like, you know, three cars.
Do me
away.
A favor, investigate that. Talk to people because I will say this honestly. They told the then mayor of Green Bay to go bleep himself.
Oh,
true or false?
Yeah, we get a lot of complaints, and especially people like you and I that. Work on other sides of the town they live
on.
And I don't know why it has to happen at 7 a.m. That you would think that would be or 7:10 whenever you got here.
Rush hour.
Again, I don't want to talk about trains. I want to talk about you, but I just want to say that they very, very difficult. It's Canadian National. And they're like, look, they didn't say bleep you. They said, don't mess with interstate commerce.
Huh?
And it was that quick of a, and we don't, they,
oh, maybe it was you said bleep you to them. I knew that came with the conversation.
That was part of the conversation, but they even wouldn't work with us on the marathon. And there's people that missed the Boston qualifying time because of the train.
Oh, wow.
That was pretty
good.
Oh my gosh.
That's a pretty good story there.
People,
Jess.
But I don't, maybe it's better now. Maybe it's better now. But I see the train a lot and I hate that switching. That's what you're talking about.
Okay. I mean, I was just like, well, as an East Coaster, we get very impatient about things. We're like, look at our watch. That doesn't exist. I'm like,
right.
Tapping our foot.
So if you want to the cost to go over or under that train. You can add that to your story, too.
I think that'd be a good story.
A third bridge.
That ain't gonna happen. If you want to talk about something that has affected every single human being in greater Green Bay, that train has affected everybody.
I was just wondering if there was
going
to be a boat that was going to pass by.
Or that, too.
So we would talk about that, and people, we would say, look, come on. This is where we live. We're industrial. It's economic development. Yeah. But when people would be stopped by a train and then that would go away and the boat would be there, that was a little too much economic development.
And it's like you're interrupting my economic development.
But we had the guy on here from who does the Port Authority.
And
it's amazing how many semis are off the road because of those ships. I forgot what the number was, 1,100 or something.
Okay.
Think about that. Huh. And how much cheaper the goods are to get here. So it was almost like, I still don't like being there, but I get out of my car and go take pictures. I think some of those ships are like super cool. So.
And it gives you a nice break in the middle of the day.
But is there anything you're working on now that you can like tease us with, that you got a hot tip on?
A hot tip on?
Well, not a hot tip. I'm just kidding. Just something that you're working on.
Well, I mean, the election season is in full swing here. So fully expect me to be covering everything election related. Gwen Walls is coming into town on Friday. That we've already reported, so I'll be at Gwen Walls' event. Where
are you into politics?
You know, I actually was not into politics ever. I don't like politics a lot of times. I did international relations in undergrad, and I thought I was going to be a diplomat, and I very quickly decided that I wasn't going to be a diplomat. I had a professor tell me that I would be muzzled.
That's very political.
Jessica, you said we got another guest coming, but since the train, are you okay deadline wise today?
Yes,
sticking
absolutely.
Around? All right, we got to set a quick break. Mind of the Mayor, back after this.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
From the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. We're going to be talking with Jesse Lynn, Green Bay Press Gazette, a little bit more. And we had Jake Vander Plas, Door County Farm for Veterans. I don't know if you guys were listening to that, but what a great organization they are.
Yeah.
Yeah, we weren't listening. But
thanks, Deanna. Tell us a little more about it.
Hey, thanks, Deanna Malcor, Bay Area Realty. Wow. Ben Indiana in the house.
I know.
Not big listeners, but
I was on your Facebook page yesterday and I saw your little contest that you're having or your poll that you're
Which
taking.
Way did you go?
Current events.
Okay.
All the way.
All
sorry,
right.
Jim.
Ben, did you vote?
I'm down for current events as well.
All right.
Yeah.
You guys vote. You know what? I get a kick out of you guys. You guys are so fashionable looking. I mean, look at you guys. It's like a GQ kind of like catalog when you guys walk in.
It's the Italian way. way. You look good.
Wow. Very stylish.
Yeah.
So I know we talked a little bit about it last week, but I just want to mention one more time. I was really, truly thinking about you guys when I heard you're going to Florida to check on your property down there with the hurricane.
Yeah.
And I thought, I can't even imagine the stress. How a heart must be just pumping as you're driving into like your neighborhood, wondering if your home is still standing.
Yeah.
What is that like?
Yeah. Well, I think everybody can feel that, whether, you know, no matter what the scenario is, but every like turn we would take, we'd be like, oh, wait, this street looks all right. You know, and then you take another turn, you're like, oh no, this does not look good. So the whole way there, you're kind of looking, you know, to see how things are.
Yeah.
Kind of like a scratch off tab. And either it's going to be a jackpot or not.
Yeah.
I feel sorry for some of those people. This was not this storm, but the last storm that, the island, Marco Island.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sure, sure.
Yeah.
Oh, I had a friend, it disappeared.
Expensive.
It did.
Really?
Their home, their place, no longer existed.
Yeah. Wow.
Like there was nothing there.
Yeah.
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 It's
there,
crazy.
There was a place, maybe about a half mile from us in St. Pete's Beach where the...
Which is a beautiful area.
Beautiful area.
Love that area.
The house was resting on top of the garage.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Just unbelievable devastation.
As a realtor, what would you do if you were down there right now? If you guys had your, you know, Bay Area Realty and you're in St. Pete's Beach, what would it be like for you people?
Yeah, well, it's really interesting too, because there are, you know, just in our neighborhood alone, there's a couple houses for sale. And and what happens in that process? You know, if you have damage during one of those storms, you've got to kind of stop everything. It needs to be re-inspected. I think they have to bring in an appraiser again. Like it's a mess when you've got your home on the market.
What's the floodplain type thing? I Wisconsin, we almost just blow it off. Like, a little low water, and you got some, you know, cattails growing in the backyard, whatever.
It'll pass.
But, you know, what is it, every 100 years or something, they change those things?
Yeah.
But down there where that could be a yearly thing, what would that be like?
The flood insurance? It's got to be a lot.
Yeah, I mean, luckily, you know, when we picked our little humble abode, you know, we spoke to our neighbors, Rod and Candy, just before we bought it. And they're like, you guys are at 23 feet here. We're in a good spot.
Yeah.
Good spot.
Yeah. They have evacuation zones. So, you know, where you are.
Yeah.
So
A, like, B, C,
yeah,
D.
We're zone C. So this was the first time that we had to evacuate since we've had our house.
All right. How about our community, since we don't have all that? And I was talking to the president of the chamber over, and I told her, I said, look, we really have to start marketing our weather. We're so frozen tundra. We've had a couple mild winters. That's not going to be here forever. But I just, you know, that stuff, that would cause me a lot of stress to have a lot, that kind of money. And even if it's a roof, it's expensive, you know. Then you hear about these insurance things. So back here in Northeast Wisconsin, I think we should do a recruiting mission to get them to come up here. I just think we have beautiful four seasons. Sure. And, we do have floodplain issues, but you can get the insurance.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Over on the east side here.
If Winnebago overflows one year type of
100
thing.
100-year flood.
Right. You know what? Absolutely. And to that end, there are a lot of people that kind of go, they'll move down there full time. The summers are a little too hot for them, and they come back. So we have a lot of great referral partners back and forth in Florida, too. Right. Because, you know, people do know we have great weather. We don't have a lot of severe storms up here. Yeah. Knock on wood, or Formica, or whatever this is.
It is. Of our Formica. You always you've done that like three or four times.
I know.
You're not gonna be my realtor.
I was just looking for real wood grain here somewhere. Anywhere.
Oh, Formica. We're gonna drop the price.
A lot of people do move to our area because of what we have up here, including our, you know, our weather.
And what's going on here in, I think people are past not past the election, it's 2 weeks from yesterday, but it just isn't going to make that big of a difference. Now, we talked about last time, there's one of the candidates is going to give assistance for down payment, but some realtors, and I'm one of them, believe that's just going to raise the price of houses, but maybe it will. I don't know how that's going to work, because you can't price fix, but what is going on here? Are you seeing, again, there's this house by my house, and it's been on the market for, I don't know what the price is. I didn't look it up, and I probably should.
Yeah, You know, they are sitting a little bit more, you know, and I think sometimes with the election, and I could be way off base here, that's just my own thought, sometimes it's not necessarily what they think is coming afterwards. It's just all this noise. That people kind of just retract a little bit.
Get off the grid.
Yep.
Call me on the 6th.
Yep.
It's a mindset. It's a total mindset. And the degree at which whatever happens affects you is very, very minimal. But people,
what you said, noise. Mm-hmm. That's the best term.
Noise. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Definitely. Yeah,
for sure.
I do follow it. But there are a lot of people that are into it. They're not getting off the grid. I mean, you saw the early voter. And we're going to talk about early voting. You can do that in person now, right, in Green Bay. And I'm sure Appleton, Oshkosh, our whole listening area. But I think once you do that, get back to your real world. It's over. You voted. What's going to happen is going to happen. I don't think it's going to come down. I don't think it's going to come down to one vote.
No.
Right.
But I do think, you know, and then place your bets. I've done that already. And no, I'm just kidding. We should. You cannot bet on presidential elections in the United States. Did you know that?
Is that right?
Yeah, you can't. No, you got to go to the UK.
Jim looked into it.
You
got to go to the UK.
Did Google know that?
It's $185 to go in 100. So I don't. Which is pretty long odds on Trump.
Hey, I'm not kidding about it. Somebody texted me last night about the odds on that.
Wow.
There's odds on, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Well, yeah. You can do it every day. It's on there. Chopper sent it. Every day, but it's UK. It's not us. But anyway, well,
you've got connections in the UK. I've got connections in the UK.
Well, I don't know if you were listening,
Todd. Can you start pooling some money together?
But I don't know if you were listening, Todd, but I said people have got to move on. You've got to place your bets and place your bets and vote. So I've checked both those boxes. So I'll let you know on the 6th how I did.
But yep, you bet.
You may not be here anymore, right? You got your
windfall. I don't put that much money on it. Anyway, I do think that there are distractions, and I think there's nothing more important in your life than your home, you know?
Yeah.
And so to start working on it now, even though you may look at it in spring to contact you guys, because you got a pretty good pulse, a really good pulse on the community. So. Yeah.
That's the thing. You guys do pay close attention to everything going on. And just in talking with you guys over the months you guys have been here, it's different than just, I got this house that I want to list, yada, 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 yada. Right. You guys are all in on the whole aspect of real estate, which is a whole aspect. It's not just this one type of thing.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys have invested your futures, your careers in this, so you take it real serious versus just finding somebody a house, don't you?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's our life from morning when
that's
we wake
what I
up
mean.
To, you know, when you work together, it's pretty much all that you do, you know, as a couple. So, most of our dinners, we're going back and forth on how things are priced and what's coming up. And
even into the one TV program we watch before we go to bed.
What is
we're usually talking about work.
Oh, yeah.
what do you watch? What do you guys watch?
Right now, we're rewatching Lost because we feel a little lost with our TV.
Oh, that's from way back. That's like 20 years ago, wasn't it?
You know, we were doing the whole Menendez
thing. Todd seems like he'd be a lost guy. Were you a lost guy, Todd?
Never watched it.
Oh,
no.
My gosh. You seem like you would be.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, it's awesome.
It's got the guy from Party of Five. That's why I can't even think of his name is.
Matthew something?
Fox. Matthew Fox.
Ah, there we go.
I shouldn't have forgotten that.
Go team.
Did
you have posters of Matthew Fox up in your bedroom?
I did not.
You got that look
on your face. I know. That was Party of Five.
It's a tattoo on her left shoulder.
I'm pretty sure I was married by then.
Todd, I didn't even go there.
I did for you guys.
I'm just telling you, you should be ashamed of yourself. Wow.
Yeah.
So locally, what's going on? And Jim and I were driving to the casino one day to give some money to the natives running the organization out there because we always lose.
Yep.
And but we're noticing that some signs, like the week before, were still for sale.
Yep. Yeah.
Where not that long ago, it's like 2 or 3 days. Like, again, when we were in real estate, we would literally take the accepted offer sign with us and say, hey, let's just put this in the garage until it happens to be a day or two later. So you guys tell me what's going on.
Yeah. Well, it definitely has, our market has definitely softened and kind of slowed down. It's still moving. You know, I do think people are kind of stepping back just for a little bit, taking a break.
But they're just like wondering, right?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Well, and don't always think when you don't see that accepted offer sign that there's not an accepted offer.
Oh,
like
yeah.
We never use them because you always want, we want secondary offers if we can.
Absolutely.
So, we don't like to advertise that something's taken before.
And protect ourselves.
Because they'll never make a call once they see that sign.
Nope.
Right. On that property.
Yeah, right. They'll drive right by. Yeah. So,
do you guys, as realtors, go to municipal leaders, you know, that Jake and Appleton are here, and say, look, this is kind of what we need to do to upgrade this?
Yeah.
Because you can't, schools is always, it's crime in schools, right?
Oh,
and that's always number one and two. But then there's a lot of little things after that. And I'm just wondering if you're invited into off to meetings to say, look, if we would do this in this area, be it sidewalks, of course, we have a lot of sidewalks in Green Bay, lighting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
A new park, level these 8 houses and put a park. Are you engaged in those type of things to help a community?
You know, go ahead.
No.
We aren't personally, but we've got a great committee with our MLS, RANW, and also WRA, who are very involved in all of our communities. So they sit in on those meetings, keep us all in the loop on what's going on, what's being talked about. So we do have people in place in our organizations that we're attached to.
'Cause sometimes you drive through a place and it's like, I like this. And I haven't even looked at a house yet.
Right,
You know, you just got that feeling. So.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Cool.
Yep.
I think there's some
Is Jesse back there? Todd. Jesse, I got a question for you. Jesse moved here from New York City. Jesse, where was your last place that you actually lived?
Virginia. Philly. Philadelphia.
Philadelphia?
Oh,
okay.
So, nice.
When you came to Green Bay, real estate-wise, I don't know if you looked to buy a house for you. What did you think just in general? Because with your reporting for the Press Gazette, that's a big part of the...
Are you giving him another story idea?
I might be. I'm working on something here. What did you think, Jesse, when you came here, real estate-wise?
Well, I mean, compared to New York and the East Coast, I was like, wow, these prices are really cheap. But yeah. I mean, yeah. I know for people, I mean, just like living here, it's not cheap. I mean,
yeah. But then, Jesse, you found out what they're paying you, and you're like, wait, they're not that cheap.
Exactly. It's all relative. Right.
Yeah. Welcome to the world of media.
Yeah. I'm just kidding. But you found the rent prices, you thought that, well, compared to New York, I mean, anything compared to New York.
I mean, I was paying $1,800 to share a two-bedroom right. with my roommate. And
sure.
Yeah.
Or $2,500 for a studio. And it was like,
sure.
This is crazy. Yeah. So when I came here, I was like, oh my gosh, like things are so much better. But
and even though I was joking before, they don't get paid that much. Like you don't get paid three times as much in New York. You get paid more, but it's not.
More, but not to that extent.
Exactly. Sure. The real estate is out of whack. One of the two are out of whack. Either we are or they are. Because, you know what I mean? Because it's supposed to be 28% of your income. And
you're supposed to put like 40%. Times the income.
Right.
The,
yeah, I can do that too. Right. No, what I'm saying, Jess, there's a lot of different formulas, but they don't pencil out in New York.
No, they don't.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. So, I mean, and as a grad student, I was like, well, I mean, I'm here a scholarship, and what am I going to do? Well, take out loans.
But, I know.
But Jesse, I won't tell our listening audience, but what you have in loans, you could buy a nice house in Green Bay for.
I just need to find somebody to marry and settle down.
There you go.
Well, there's pool your income.
There we go. Right. There we go. Well, here's a nice opportunity to float you out to the relationship market.
Right? Yeah, right?
Hey, Jesse, this has to be kind of a cool place for you to come into, though, where the cost of living is lower than what you've grown up with.
Yes.
I mean, some people get their first job at minimal pay in a big city, and that's really, really,
that's really tough.
Like we had, what's it, our guy from NBC 26 that we had on, and he was offered a job at ESPN. And it was literally like $7 an hour or something.
Oh my gosh.
I can't survive living in Connecticut at that price.
Right.
He passed up a job with ESPN. So this has to be cool coming from crazy rent to this area, huh?
Yeah. But I mean, people are still struggling here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I want to cover in my college.
Outstanding.
I work at a homeless shelter. You can stop and see me anytime. I was just telling a story this morning. I don't know if you were listening on here. This is a sad story. A guy that just kind of showed up 2 weeks ago, but his house, a bunch of houses were bought by an investment company out of state, and his rent went from like $950 to $1,900.
That's Jesse, we got to talk. That's good a God. Big story here.
That's really wrong.
It's like tenants, absentee tenants.
That's wrong. Yeah.
On beautiful houses in Green Bay.
Yeah.
All right, we got to say, Jesse, you're not allowed to leave.
Father wears his Sunday best. Mother's tired, she needs a rest. The kids are playing up downstairs. Sister's sighing in her sleep.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, welcome back. My name is the mayor here, 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 FM WSS, of course, the Civic Media app. Being joined by Ben and Deanna Malcor, Bay Area Realty, and of course, our man Jesse Lynn from the Green Bay Press Gazette chiming in. We're talking about the Hoyas. He went to Georgetown. The Hoyas.
Oh.
Remember, they used to be phenomenal with Patrick Ewing and that gang?
Phenomenal.
Wow, they were amazing.
I owned a pair of Patrick Ewing Adidas shoes.
Did you really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Were you one of those guys that collected
shoes?
Yeah,
I guess. All right.
All right.
That's where our daughter gets it from.
That's cool. Did you wear them?
Or just absolutely.
Put them on a okay.
Yeah.
Because some of those are like crazy valuable now.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
Shoes
you would have
become,
just like had it on display.
Yes.
You
could, yes.
Yep.
I mean, like thousands of dollars they're worth.
Definitely.
Yeah. It's incredible.
That was early 80s is just whatever this price was.
Absolutely.
Are you guys seeing any interest in these house flippers? I had lunch, and the reason I ask, I had lunch with a guy on Monday, and he's still doing that.
Yeah.
And he said that what he's doing, and I think he's onto something. He's really making them pretty nice.
Yeah. You know, and I think that's kind of, you know.
It had a bad connotation for a while, so go ahead.
They're picking out the furniture.
Yeah.
That's
what
he's doing.
Yeah. Sure.
Like, are you kidding me? Because no, this is great. And people say, why don't you do this? And so he's doing all right.
Yeah. If you are flipping with, you know, higher quality materials. Mm-hmm. And
that's what he does.
You're going to make money in this, in any market. I think it did. did. You know, it kind of, the flippers, when they started around here, really did it as cheap as possible.
The Formica, cheap carpeting. He's putting in granite, stainless steel. And
I think it's criminal with what some flippers did.
Oh, yeah.
And what I mean is, I've been in houses, these little houses.
Oh, sure.
Where they have terrible foundations.
Yeah.
And they were like offset by like a foot or 18 inches. That's people have no idea what the earth can do to a foundation. And they would drywall over it.
Yeah.
And not show.
You couldn't see it.
Yes. Yeah. You guys dealt with that too, right?
Oh, for sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. A member of the family, they bought a house that was a flip. Turned on the shower upstairs.
Day one.
In the primary, day one. Water just poured down into the kitchen.
Yeah.
Oof.
But, I wish I could say
I've never heard a story like that before, but I've heard 20 stories exactly like that.
But back to that, are people, I mean, they could contact you. You know where some of the lower, not like county lower, good deals are. I don't want to say lower price because nothing's low priced anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, you kind of look at everyone and their situation that they're in and looking what their top dollar is and then looking at what are they interested in.
Yeah.
And that sometimes defines where you start looking, especially if they're open to all different areas because your money's going to go farther in different areas in our community.
Yeah, this guy's done 9 and and I was surprised how well he's doing. I'm like, that's great. I thought that was a thing of the past.
No.
Yeah. There's no.
Whoa.
Spilled my coffee.
Everybody okay?
The lid was still on.
He only got himself.
Nikki, nice job of putting the lid on the mirror's coffee.
Stayed on.
Now I got that. Don't I get to sue him for $7 million?
Was it extremely hot?
I know. Yeah.
Wasn't that what that lady got? I know they overturned it, but wasn't her initial run 7?
Was that McDonald's?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, which she got a crazy amount of money.
Are you saying it was that McDonald's that got the lawsuit or McDonald's?
Yeah. Did I show you
the hot coffee?
Or was it McDonald's on my leg because it was both?
Have I showed you the scar on my stomach from my... This is true.
It is too early in the morning.
I showed it to Todd and he thinks I've got a lawsuit because, you know, my steamer, I don't use an iron, I use a steamer. And I did one day when I had my shirt on. I can show you right here.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it's right by my roll. I'll be honest with you. You might not want to see it.
Yeah. I'm thinking that's warning number one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
You are Green Bay's Cosmo Kramer. You need a Jackie Child.
Jackie Child. Who told you to put the bomb on? You put the bomb on? Yeah, Jackie, I put bomb on. Nobody knows how to put the bomb on. Oh. Are you okay there? You okay there?
Ben, I honestly, I don't think anybody's ever summed that up better than you. That is so true.
Thank you. I'm not kidding. When we're off the air, I will show it to you if you want. I will lift my shirt up and show it to you. I am scarred for life because of that.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Up until now, we've known you for so long and you've suffered in silence.
Yes, yeah. I do. That's me.
Johnny. Up until now.
Yeah. I suffer in silence. On my gravestone, on my tombstone, it says, here rests John Mino. He suffered in silence.
We never knew.
Exactly.
Then you didn't meet him or listen to him.
But we're talking about the flipper type things. I remember going to a sheriff's auction one time.
Yeah.
And you couldn't even sit. There were so many people in there. It was mind-boggling. Yeah. And remember the guy I was with, who was a real estate professional for years and years, and he's like, I have no idea how they're going to make money on that house.
Yeah.
But I guess some of these people do, huh? Because they're not cheap anymore. Those TV shows kind of killed it for the average flipper, didn't they?
Yeah. You know, I think so. And I think our market has changed so much. So you aren't getting those homes typically for, you know, the bottom dollar anymore.
Exactly.
They're putting a little, you know, they're spending more on the get-go. And I think hence that's why they're putting in some of the higher end quality because you want that higher price point at the end.
I'm not saying he's 9 for 9, but he's like 8.5 for 9.
Sure.
He's made money on it. He's made money on every one of them.
But let me just throw this out. Does he do a lot of the stuff himself?
He knows his limitations.
Yeah.
But I mean, code wise, but I mean, you're
he's got people that
pay $50 an hour. You try to hire somebody for things these days.
Yeah, he's got a lot of friends that.
That's what I mean. Yep.
Like, there's like they tell you in school, you tell you enlightened. Your dad told you got to get a side hustle, and a lot of these guys will work for a company and then work for him on the weekends. But I was really proud. I was really happy for him.
Yeah,
I think that's very cool.
That's awesome.
I was just wondering if people are still doing that. Contacting you because that was a huge thing, you know, 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Huge. I wanted to do it. I tried doing it.
Yeah.
All right, give us Give us a pitch.
Well, you know what? We've got a couple condos that are listing this week.
Yeah.
Love it.
We've got one coming up just outside of Dykesville. Partial water view. Price point's going to be $279,900.
That's going to go fast.
Just two bed, two bath. And then we've got one coming up in Egg Harbor. That is a four-bedroom. And the price point for, what is that, $499,900, just outside Egg Harbor before you go down the hill.
Beautiful area. Yeah. Beautiful area.
So that will take the population up to 254 people.
Yes.
And
I can't think of a better place in Wisconsin to live than right coming into that area, right there, Egg Harbor.
Beautiful.
Thanks for coming in, you guys.
You guys
love
are the best. Benedetta, back after this.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.